Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Caps Jets tonight, 7 o'clock. 3 hours from now, they'll drop the puck right here on the Fan. Ethan Cadeau of Monumental Sports joins us. Ethan, they're playing a lot better of late, huh?
Yeah, it seems like the last 2 weeks, Ovi's been scoring goals. Guys are stepping up in roles they maybe weren't pegged to be in at the beginning of the year, and they're playing their best hockey of the season. So hopefully they can keep it going tonight against the good Winnipeg team that's missing the two-time Vezina winner in Hellebuck. So it should be a good matchup. Looking forward to it.
Seems like things have opened up a bit in terms of both scoring, goals that they're scoring, but also goals allowed and chances for the opponent. They were a pretty buttoned-up defensive team through the first, you know, a few weeks of the season. Kind of where are we at on that? Give me a state of the union on just sort of the style of play.
Yeah, I would say at the beginning of the year, the team's shooting percentage as a whole was really low. They just weren't getting any puck luck, which was kind of the opposite of everything that they got last year. The last few weeks, it's really been turning around. A lot more pucks are going in. And Spencer Carberry even said it this morning, like, some of the lines are not playing as well as they have or they had been earlier in the year, but they're scoring. And when you score, that covers up a lot of the other deficiencies you may have. Whereas when you're not scoring, say you make 12 good plays in a row, but you make one bad play on the 13th and it's a puck in the back of the net, that's what matters the most. So I think as long as they're scoring, they're going to be okay. I mean, obviously, they're winning a lot more than they were at the beginning of the year, but the goaltending's still great. The defense, it's been better the last few games. It did hit a little bit of a hiccup a little bit ago, but I think they're trending in the right direction, moving up in the standings and kind of returning to the team or close to the team that we saw last year.
Ethan Cadeau of Monumental Sports, the Winnipeg Jets tonight, Maple Leafs on Friday, Islanders on Sunday. I don't want to say it's a soft schedule, but this is definitely a chance to put some hay in the barn, isn't it?
100%. I mean, I just mentioned it, but no Connor Hellebuck tonight. That's huge going up against the Winnipeg's backup goaltender. Toronto on Friday, they haven't been playing great at all. I did see Austin Matthews was activated off IR, so he should be coming back. That should be tough. And then the Islanders, I mean, that's a team you just got to beat. I know it's been close games the last few times they've played, but if the Caps want to be where the Caps want to get this year, that's a team they definitely have to win against.
How settled do we feel like the lines are at this point? I know there's always jockeying and changing based on injury and play, but do we feel like these are the combos that Carberry and company are going to go with?
Yes, until a few bad periods or shifts pile up. Because one thing I've learned about Spencer Carberry over the 3 years he's been here, he's not afraid to shift things up. I mean, even 10 days ago, if you had suggested that Justin Sordiff would be playing top six center minutes, everyone would have looked at you crazy. But now he's one of their most important people and kind of making that line buzz with Protas and Wilson when that line was struggling earlier in the year. So the lines look a lot different now than they did on opening night. And I do think by April 15th or whenever the season ends, they might look a lot different too. But I think that's one thing that Carberry's been really good at is adjusting lines on the fly and kind of working with different combos to try and find what works. So right now I think they're in a little bit of groove where they have four lines, they're comfortable rolling out. But I mean, once Nick Dowd returns, hopefully soonish, I know he was just put on IR, but it doesn't seem like that's a long-term thing. And then when Dubois does eventually return later in the year, things will definitely look different. But right now, I can't imagine them making any immediate shifts or switches unless they go down 4-0 and he's trying to find a spark or something.
Ethan, is this the end of the road for Ovi, do you think, final season?
I have no idea. I wish I knew the answer to you. And one thing I do know, he loves coming to the rink every day. And, I mean, he can score goals still with the best of them. So that's for him to tell. I'm not sure.
But what's your best guess? Do you think he'll play again after this season?
I wish I had a best guess. I truly don't know.
In terms of who needs to pick it up a little bit, is there anybody that comes to mind? I mean, obviously they've been rolling a little bit here lately. You know, one loss kind of notwithstanding over their last handful of games. But is there somebody you'd kind of go, hey, man, whenever you get a chance, let's pick up the business a little bit?
One guy I feel like maybe hasn't matched the production numbers-wise from last year so far has been Alexi Protas. I mean, he scored 30 goals last year. That's a big mark, and it sets an expectation, fair or unfair, that he can be a 30-goal scorer in the NHL. He's obviously not on pace for that right now, but I do think his line with Sordiff and Wilson is looking a lot better right now, and hopefully that turns into production soon.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.